Lincoln County School District Number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson joins us now live over the phone. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well, Duke. Thanks.
Appreciate you joining us today. And I know there's still a lot of unanswered questions and still trying to figure some things out. But just first off, I really got to tip my hat to the entire administration and schools all over, our listening audience, teachers and staff. I mean, this thing just happened without warning, and the way that it's been handled. I know it's been a lot of things still to figure out, but I just applaud you guys for how it's been handled. I think you've done a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I would applaud our team, the teachers and principals, our custodians, everybody's just food service done an amazing job, and attitude is everything, and work ethic, and we have wonderful staff members. So, and then our parents and students have handled this with class and positivity and grace. So we appreciate them as well.
Well, I wanted to ask about a few things that you just mentioned. First off, the food service and meals still being provided for those that need it, correct?
That's absolutely correct. This week, I will continue to provide meals in Star Valley. And then next week, with the scheduled spring break, we'll take a week off from providing meals, but Cokeville will continue to provide meals. And currently we're serving meals at Cokeville High School, Star Valley High School for the Upper Star Valley, Thane Elementary, as well as Etten Elementary. When we started last Thursday, we served 223 meals, and yesterday we were in the 300 range.
And I understand the best way to get the information for each individual school is just to go online and find it on the district website.
Correct. That really helps Sue Helm and her ladies with planning and being able to prepare and make sure that they have enough. So we would appreciate it if people would do that.
Lincoln County School District Number 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson with us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. One of the other things that teachers had to figure out on the run here was how to stay in touch with their students and still provide some sort of education. What's the latest on work from home and teacher involvement?
So you're exactly right. It has been a challenge, but I think it's going well. Right now we're providing at-home learning opportunities. We're not plowing any new ground. As of this point, we're just offering remediation, practice, and enrichment. And that's purposeful. We've been asked to formulate our long-range plan by the state superintendent, Jillian Balow. And we have a April 1st board meeting scheduled. That'll be a virtual meeting. And I'm not fooling on that either, even though it's April 1st, that we will present our long-range plan to our school board and ask them to consider it that time. So there's a lot of other things that are going on, Duke. I don't know if you want me to dive in there.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
You want to ask some questions?
Nope. Go ahead.
So, okay, when it comes to assessment and accountability, as all of the kids are aware, and I'm thinking that most of the parents are aware, we were scheduled to take the YTOP, which is the state test, here in a couple of weeks. And YTOP has been canceled for this year, for this spring. And the YALT is suspended at this time. And then when it comes to the ACT test for our juniors, we're not going to be required for all of our juniors to take it this spring, but they're still encouraged to. And the state's going to offer some, they're working with the ACT folks and going to offer some testing dates that will be later. We were scheduled for March and April, first part of April, Swift Creek, Star Valley High, and Cokeville High. And those dates have been canceled, and they'll be rescheduled for a later time. And the state will continue to fund those juniors that want to take the ACT this year through a voucher process that will come to the students and the schools and the districts if they would like to leverage that, so to speak. The state is also, we're operating under some emergency rules when it comes to transportation right now. And that simply means that we have the ability to use our transportation folks to deliver instructional materials or meals if we get in a bind, that type of thing during the school closure.
Matt,
go ahead.
I was just saying, Matt Erickson again with LCSD number two with us this morning. And Superintendent, of course, the big question out there right now, and I don't think there's an answer yet, is the closure was through April 6th. And everyone's asking, well, are we going to go back to school April 6th? And from what I understand, that question hasn't been answered yet. But with State Superintendent Balow asking for your long-term plan and everything, it at least appears that that's not very optimistic.
I would like to think, to be candid, Duke, that we're going back. Students would be returned to the classroom April 6th, but in light of Superintendent Balow asking for a long-range plan to be submitted by April 1st, I would say that most likely we're going to follow Utah's lead, if you will, and push the closure or extend the closure back a little while at this time. We have another meeting with the state superintendent and the governor and Wyoming Department of Ed Friday morning, this coming Friday, the 27th at 8:30. And the state is having a state school board meeting Thursday. So I anticipate that Friday morning we'll have some additional information or at least some recommendations. But at this time, I'm meeting again with all the principals here in just a few minutes, and we're going to get our long-range plan put together. We have a great start, but we're going to get our long-range plan put together and be ready to go with an online version of school should the closure extend.
Superintendent Erickson, appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to mention over the air this morning?
I would just again thank our staff and our parents and the kids, the students, for the way that they're handling this. And we'll look back and reflect here in a little while and see a lot of mistakes that we've made, but a lot of good things that we've done as well and a lot of solid decisions that were made. So, again, just appreciate everybody's patience and we'll get through this.
LCSD 2 Superintendent Matt Erickson with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Thank you so much.